Welcome to episode number 40 of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. Wow, that was so unspectacular. I'm so sorry. I wanted to make the intro really energetic, but honestly, I don't feel energetic at all. In my last episode, I told you that I was sick and I thought it was a regular cold. Well, turns out, after some testing, I actually had COVID. Yeah, I had it. To be honest, it wasn't super bad. I had some cold symptoms, but mainly headaches and this weird, not fever, but this pre-stage of fever where your temperature changes all the time and sometimes you're cold and then the next second you're really hot. And yeah, well, I had that. And yeah, then after about a week, I started losing my sense of smell, and that was the point when I thought, okay, this is not a regular cold, it's actually COVID. And I got a test, a different one, and it confirmed that indeed I did have COVID. And now I would love to say that I'm back to normal and that I'm back to 100% energy, but I'm not, because I'm still tired, and that's kind of the thing. The only symptom that has remained is me being tired. I go to sleep at like 8 p.m. It's so embarrassing because I feel like a grandma, because I go to bed at 8 or 9 p.m. and I've done this regularly in the past couple of days, or like past 2 weeks. And to be honest, it's kind of refreshing. Sleeping 12 hours is a luxury, definitely. But when you're sick, or, you know, trying to heal from a cold or COVID, I totally recommend it. Sleep heals and it's amazing. And as you can tell by the title of this episode, I've been thinking not just about COVID and weird symptoms that come with it, but rather, like losing your sense of smell basically leads to losing your sense of taste as well. And that's so weird. It's so strange because you only taste the basic flavors like salty, sweet, sour, and so on. And there's literally no nuance to the things that you taste, the foods that you eat. But you kind of just go by consistency and, you know, you taste, if you will, or you feel the consistency and then the basic taste. And it's such a weird experience. It was so weird. And I had it for about 5 days or so. So strange. Okay, well, I digress. I actually wanted to say that sleep heals, and it's amazing because, as you can tell by the title of this episode, I not just want to talk about COVID, which I did, I also want to talk about dreams, because I actually dream every night and I remember my dreams, and sometimes that's really negative because my dreams tend to be very weird and somewhat violent at times, not fun at all. But sometimes I actually dream funny things, and I want to tell you about one dream I had. It was about maybe 3 nights ago, and I think I was in a hotel with my family, and it was not just a regular hotel, it was somewhat of a clinic for, you know, like therapy. And I had a therapist appointment with a very special therapist. It was actually Elton John. Out of all people, I had a therapy session with Elton John, but I don't remember the session. I just remember preparing for it and like dressing up because I wanted to look good. And I don't know. I know I talked about Elton John in my Pure Pop Star Butterfly episode, where I talked about Rocketman. You can go and listen to that too if you want to decode the meaning of your name. But I don't know why Elton John was my therapist, you know, but what I admire about him is that he has this one talent, and he turned it into his passion, you know, it became his passion, and he went for it, and I don't know. It's like I admire people who take what they do seriously and who do what they do best consistently. And they become successful because they are so passionate and so devoted to what they're doing. And I'm struggling with focusing on one thing. I feel like my energy is going to all kinds of different creative endeavors, which is fun. But I don't feel like I'm becoming the best version of myself that I can be, if that makes sense. I don't feel like I'm able to excel in one thing because my focus is so divided. And I mean, dreams are not just dreams we dream at night, but we also dream during the day, and we all have maybe one or two really big goals and dreams that seem so far away. But I think it's really important to dream big and to reach for the stars, so to say, because even if you fall short in the process, if you don't reach your ultimate end goal and your biggest dream does not become reality, you will still get a lot further by reaching high than if you limit yourself from the beginning. So in German, we say, die Treppe wird von oben gekehrt. The stairs are being swiped from above. No, it doesn't really make sense. I should maybe release one episode where I talk about German sayings, because translating them into English would be so much fun. But yeah, so I had this weird dream where I dreamed of Elton John, and my takeaway is just, what I can learn from Elton John is probably focusing on one talent and really going for it and putting all my energy and efforts into that. And that's maybe something that can inspire you too. Still speaking of dreams, I took to the internet and wanted to find out why we actually dream and how you can remember your dreams, because sometimes they're fun, like my Elton John therapy dream. And what I found was actually that dreams are seen in different ways, or there are different explanations for what dreams are actually about and why we dream. Dreams can be therapists, so that we confront emotional drama that we have in our life, and our brain is basically working through that and through our feelings, because dreams are usually emotional and not very rational. They can be seen as a fight or flight training, when our amygdala, the center for fear, so to say, in our brain is overactive. So that's, I suppose, why we also have nightmares sometimes. And we confront our fears at night. Dreams can be our muses. They can inspire us to create something beautiful. I remember I had one dream, it was years ago, but I actually heard a song. And I wasn't able to remember the exact melody, but it was kind of a cool experience. And dreams can supposedly also be memory aids, where some memories that we have are being sorted through, along with our thoughts and feelings that are connected with it. So that's really, really interesting. And there's various things like our level of activity and, you know, like physical exercise that are supposed to have influence on our dreams. And what I found in this article that I'm also going to link to in the description is that you can remember your dreams by actually setting the aim to remember them. So before you go to sleep, just think to yourself, I want to remember my dreams, and then go to sleep and see if you can remember them. And that, I think, shows perfectly how powerful intentions are. Because if you have the intention to do something, to accomplish something, you are much more likely to actually accomplish that. You are setting yourself up for success, essentially. And that's really cool. So I was thinking, to finish off this episode, let's keep this in mind. Let's think of dreams as, on the one hand, dreams we have at night that can inspire us, that help us sort through what we're going through in our daily conscious life. And let's think of dreams as our biggest goals that we have in our lives. And maybe the goals that seem unattainable and so over the top crazy. And I encourage you to get out a notebook and write down your biggest goals and the things you want to achieve. Make a list or paint a picture or find another way to design a page dedicated to the achievements that you are aiming for. And if you feel like it, go back a couple of episodes. I have some episodes where I actually, you know, talked about things that you can take away, so to say. In the last two episodes, I gave you prompts, things to think about, and maybe you want to go back and listen to these episodes and actually write things down. So that would be episode number 38, Jet Black and Snow White Love, where I talked about attachment styles, and episode number 39, the most recent one before this one, where I talked about the butterfly effect, and I left you with the question, what is your vision for yourself? Where do you see yourself in a couple of years? And if you go back to episode number 19, Pure Popstar Butterfly, you can decode the meaning of your name, as I said earlier in this episode. So maybe we should make it a habit, you know, writing things down. I'll give you a question or something to think about in every episode, something that you can take away and work through. So if you feel like it, then go ahead, get yourself a notebook, a sweet but salty notebook, and we can sort of work on becoming better versions of ourselves together. I think that's cool. Maybe I should also design a sweet but salty notebook. That would be cool. Definitely tell me if you'd be interested in that. Tell me if you like my episodes. You can show me by rating them on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Oh, how often can you say podcast in one sentence? Well, you can rate this episode or my entire podcast. That would help me out tremendously. Also, please subscribe if you are listening and if you like this episode. It really means a lot. My podcast is kind of taking off, which is great. Thank you so, so much. Maybe take a leap of faith and subscribe if you haven't already. Let me know what you're interested in, if you like what I'm doing, if you like the topics I'm talking about, and let's co-create this podcast together. And in order to do that, feel free to slide into my DMs on Instagram at World of Vila. I upload a new episode every Thursday, so you have one entire week to think about your biggest dreams and to write about that, or to write down the dreams you have at night, which I also did for a couple of years, and that was kind of interesting. So totally recommend that as well. And yeah, have a wonderful week, and I am looking forward to you listening to me again. No, I'm looking forward to you. Yeah, to the future of this podcast, because one part of my biggest dreams is actually keeping this up and inspiring people. Definitely. Inspiring others and helping others, that's a wonderful thing. And if I can do this with this, then I'm more than happy. Feel free to subscribe, and I'll catch you next week when I'll probably talk about online dating again. We'll see. All right, take care. Bye-bye.